This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Residents of southern Ukraine expect more flooding as authorities warn a river dam breach would continue to unleash pent-up waters from a giant reservoir upstream. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Some Kherson residents are evacuated by boats, while others slosh through knee-deep waters in their inundated homes. Mikhaily Smitsky, a volunteer rescue worker, is helping carry people to safety. He says, "I've been coming to Kherson for a whole year. I want to do something useful for my country, for our people. There are exits." Officials in the Kherson region say the intensity of flooding is easing, but the water level is still expected to gradually rise following Tuesday's dramatic rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal called the dam's partial destruction a crime against humanity, insisting Russia was behind the attack.
Dozens of towns and villages will struggle with the issue of potable water supply, water provision to the irrigation system of southern regions will cease, leading to drought and crop failures.
Speaking remotely via video during a regional economic meeting being held in Paris, Shmyhal also described the bombing as an ecocide. The White House says Russia's 15-month-old invasion of Ukraine will be top of mind when President Joe Biden hosts British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in the Oval Office Thursday. The two leaders are also expected to discuss other issues such as China, economic security, artificial intelligence, and more. This is Prime Minister Sunak's first visit to the White House as British leader. Biden and Sunak have already had four face-to-face meetings since Sunak became Prime Minister in October. This is VOA News. U.S. news outlets are reporting that federal prosecutors have formally notified former U.S. President Donald Trump that he is the target of an investigation into his handling of classified materials, adding to his legal troubles as he seeks the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. The investigation by Special Counsel Jack Smith has scrutinized Trump's handling of classified documents he brought with him to his Florida resort after leaving the White House, including actions that were taken after Trump received a subpoena in May 2022 to return all classified materials in his possession. Last August, FBI agents retrieved more than 100 classified documents from Mar-a-Lago after obtaining a search warrant. Hazardous smoke from wildfires continues to hang over millions in the U.S. and Canada. AP correspondent Mike Hippen reports.
The air quality index exceeded a staggering 400 at times in New York City. Mayor Eric Adams says the quality of the air was getting worse throughout the day Wednesday.
At 5 p.m., the air quality index hit 484. A hazardous condition that we are facing.
A level over 300 is considered hazardous when even healthy people are advised to curtail outdoor physical activity. In Canada, officials are asking other countries for help, fighting more than 400 blazes across the country that have displaced 20,000 people. Canadian officials say this is shaping up to be the nation's worst wildfire season ever. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. musician George Winston has died at the age of 73 after a 10-year battle with cancer, according to his website. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaralletta has more.
George Winston said he named his albums for the feelings they evoked. He first grabbed attention with his 1980 album Autumn, but it was his 1982 album December that made him beloved. Winston did not like being called New Age. He said in a 2017 AP interview he had his own name for his music.
At first they called like the Autumn record classical. And I went, no, I've never played classical. And they said jazz and went, well, there's some improv. I said, no, you know, it's folk piano.
I'm Archie Zaralletta.
The Denver Nuggets have regained control of the National Basketball Association Championship Series. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray became the first teammates in the history of the NBA Finals to both record triple-doubles as the Nuggets defeated the Heat 109-94 Wednesday in Miami. Jokic finished with 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists, while Murray had 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Denver now leads the best of seven series by a 2-1 margin. Game 4 is set for Friday in Miami. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.